With the world's attention focused on a possible U.S. strike against Iraq, Russia is considering launching a strike of its own. The target, rebel groups inside neighboring Georgia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has suggested that Russia may have to invade Georgia to clean out Chechen fighters who may be hiding there. Georgia insisted has already flushed out all illegal armed groups, and it has invited Russian observers to come see for themselves. We're joined now by a reporter, Natalia Antolava, who is in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, and she's just back from a visit to the Pankisi Gorge, where the rebels are supposed to be hiding. First, can you tell us, what is this remote area like, and what did you see there?
Pankisi Gorge itself is a stretch of about 25 kilometers, which is about 18-20 miles, and it's located in the eastern part of the country, very close to the Chechen border. It's surrounded by very high mountains, and between the last village and the border, there are about 60 kilometers of forested terrain that is absolutely very, very difficult to monitor in any way.
Was there any sign at all of either Chechen rebels or of Al-Qaeda fighters there?
Well, difficult to tell, but Georgian side is claiming that there are no more rebels, Chechen fighters in the gorge, because for the past 3 months, Georgians have been conducting so-called anti-criminal / anti-terrorist operation in the gorge.
What do Georgians make of Vladimir Putin's remarks and the talks from Russia about Chechen guerrillas being based in Georgia? Is there a sense that the Russians do have a security problem or that the Russians simply want to have more influence in Georgia? What's the reading there?
You know, it's an extremely complicated situation. It has been proven that there were Chechen fighters on the Georgian territory, so Georgians can't say much about that. However, people are very angry with Putin for basically booing Georgia around, claiming that there are more terrorists and trying to come in and bring military in is just another way of reestablishing its influence in South Caucasus.
I understand how Georgia, which was a Soviet republic until not too long ago when it declared its independence, Georgians might have some sympathy for other groups within Russia, let's say like the Chechens, who might be seeking either independence or greater autonomy. On the other hand, Georgia is overwhelmingly an Orthodox Christian country. I can't imagine they would be very pro-Al-Qaeda or in favor of Muslim fundamentalist movements. Where do Georgian sympathies lie in this dispute within Russia?
Above all, Georgian sympathies lie with the United States. I mean, Georgia is trying very hard to get into the NATO. Georgia is trying very hard to get as close to America as possible, or at least that's a more or less official line. Now, how much sympathy there is for Chechens? There is a strong animosity for Russians. But at the same time, Georgians have had some trouble with Chechens on their own. So there is a real confusing mixture of feelings and allegiances.
Natalia Antolava, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Reporter Natalia Antolava speaking to us from the capital of Georgia, Tbilisi.